Hi, my name is Julie Macken, and this is Speaking of Social Justice. I think most Australians, I think it's a big thing with us, right, that we are all normal. We really kind of valorise being in the middle of the pack, being pretty average. I remember John Howard, when he was asked his vision for Australia, said he'd like to think that, what was his ambition for himself? And he said, I'd like to be just average. And I remember the interviewer looked at him like he'd said something kind of weird. And he said, actually, I think most Australians really just want to be average. And I suspect he's right. He certainly got more votes than I ever would. I think most of us kind of want to be average. But I've got such bad news for all of us that I didn't know until last night. But we are actually really exceptional in a number of ways. For instance, we are the only Western democracy without a national security plan. Right. All the other kids in the club all have a national security plan for what happens in, you know, war, in extreme climate, in a whole lot of scenarios, pandemics, all of that stuff. We don't have a national security plan. So that's pretty amazing, isn't it? We also are the only OECD country, we're the only Western democracy without a Human Rights Act. Amazing. Everyone else has a Bill of Human Rights or a Human Rights Act where they get to say exactly what human rights all of us have a right to. We don't have that. We also don't have a treaty or treaties with the people that were here before we came. That is the people that we colonized. That is the First Nations people. We don't have any treaties. So I think we think if we don't have a treaty, that means there wasn't a war. But, you know, that's like me closing my eyes and thinking, you can't see me. It's stupid. So there's a lot of things about Australia that are really exceptional. Unfortunately, they're all really dumb things. They are all very stupid things. It is really time for Australia to join the big kids club and get a national security plan that looks at health and climate and land use and defence and economic security. Actually takes our security as a community very seriously and plans for it, right? It is really time we had a Bill of Human Rights. All of us, because we're human, have certain inalienable rights, and they should be written down somewhere so we can all appreciate them. And finally, we should also have treaties, plural. If we want to stop being exceptional for all the wrong reasons, we need to start really putting the hard word on our local members to step up and join the big kids club and do what big kids do, and have rights. Thanks.